This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah, Joe, everything you're saying, again, as I said to you earlier today, I'm like, this is all very discussable. The tweet you sent, there's only one thing that I do actually, I did kind of take issue with. Why would you put Luciano's name next to it? That, to me, was the one where I'm like, there is no comparison right now to the disappointment level of those two players. Luciano, quite frankly, looked like an embarrassment when he came to the bigs.
Well, the reason I plumped them together is because they kind of represented the offensive and pitching version of Hope, right? Like, that's why I lumped them together, and we kind of lumped them together as an organization, number one and number two prospects, depending on how you want to view it. And both have been underwhelming. I guess this is a Kuminga versus James Wiseman then situation, if you put it out that way. I just meant more, like, I was disappointed in both of them, and there's levels to the disappointment, you know what I mean? Like, there's no doubt about it. Rashawn Woods is disappointing. J.J. Stokes is also disappointing, even though J.J. Stokes played for 10 years, you know? Rashawn played, like, 2 weeks for us, you know what I mean? So yeah, Marco Luciano is Rashawn Woods in this analogy. But you would understand, like, Mark, you and I mean, I didn't want to trade either of these guys. I thought it was absurd. I couldn't wait to see them. So I am not pretending like I kind of wanted a little more, you know? Like, that's all. And again, that doesn't mean his career's over. But like right now, let's say you're going up against Dodger, you're going to Dodger Stadium right now. Hey, hypothetically, you got a healthy Verlander. I mean, isn't he the one who's out of the rotation heading into that particular series?
No doubt. No doubt. And that,
I don't think it's a knock on him, though, Dips. Also, like,
By the way, I don't know that it's no doubt. I hear what you guys are saying.
Oh, for me, it's no doubt.
It really, but there's a lot that goes into this. You, like, again, you're talking about a major future of the organization investment versus a 43-year-old who is definitely only here for three more months. And if there is any equality to the, what you're thinking about the two of them at all, you lean Kyle. I don't know what they're going to do.
I would lean toward trying to win the game. And now, when you look at what Kyle's doing, he's throwing the fastball 70% of the time, and you're going up against a really good lineup that is probably going to eat that fastball alive.
I mean, you guys are talking about Kyle's ERA. Justin's is the same.
No doubt, I mean? But he's pitched better. He's pitched better than the numbers, I would argue. And I'm not trying to cape up for Verlander. But here's the thing, like, and then this is maybe just me and the war wounds of being a Giants fan over the years. Kyle Sprick. I mean, if I bring up the name Solomon Torres, like, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Game 162, it's Dave Rigetti, it's Solomon Torres. They went with Solomon Torres. He had to bounce around. He actually had a pretty good career, you know? Even Sean Estes. He had the one great year with the Giants. He underwhelmed. William Van Launching Pad, Kevin Correa, Brad Hennessy, Jerome Williams, Jesse Fopper. I can go right down the list of guys, Tyler Beattie, guys that I thought were going to be next generation. And then a guy like Bergson comes out of nowhere. But look here, let me also say this. Dave Fleming told us they were a week away from cutting Elliot Ramos. So baseball is very weird. Things can turn around. I mean, think about what I'm about to say. They were going to cut him. They were a week away from cutting him. They bring him up. You can make an argument he should be a back-to-back All-Star. That's crazy.
Yeah, and you just never know, and that's kind of what leads me to my final question, Butch, is if you do get Kyle Harrison out of the rotation, what's better for him, to be in the bullpen or to go down to AAA and be able to tinker and develop additional pitches?
That's a great question. This is the age-old adage. Do I want him with the big league club with the best technology, the best trainers, against the best competition? Like, a part of me kind of still wants to see him up. I think he can learn a lot from the bullpen. I think Hayden Birdsong learned a lot from the bullpen. I thought he was an invaluable piece for this team. And when I look at them right now, you know, Bivens obviously didn't have the greatest start last night. You can give Kyle two or three innings in a given game to be able to spell you. His career is not over. That is not what I'm saying. I hope that I'm making that clear, because I understand where you're coming, Mark, and I believe me, I know when I put it out there, people were pissed off. I don't know what you do with them, but I do know this. They have an embarrassment of riches when it comes to pitching. And yes, one pitch could change everything for their rotation and their bullpen. Winston Hunt is knocking on the door, right? So someone's going to have to move to decide whether that is Winston Hunt, whether that is Harrison, whether that's Verlander. They've got a decision to make, and they clearly need bats. I'm not ready to surrender anything, but the days of everyone's untradeable, I'm kind of past that.
Well, I agree. I think we're all on the same page there, and possibly they need to do something real, real soon, especially with what just happened to Chapman. Hey, Butch, go to bed. I know you're on the air here in a few hours.
Hey, boys, I love that the Giants are making us all love them again, because how freaking fun was that game last night?
Hey,
I couldn't sleep last night.
You might not be able to sleep tonight if they're in first place. They might be in first place tonight.
Oh, God, could you imagine the first-place Giants going down to Chavez Ravine this weekend, Father's Day, U.S. Open at Oakmont? Are you kidding me? God, I love sports.
Yeah, I think you said it this morning, and I'm with you. It's DeChambeau's Open this year. DeChambeau's going to win at Oakmont. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. And by the way, if I hear another Soakmont from some of the media, why do we have to do this? I can't wait for Sunday afternoon, boys. Have a great one. Thanks
you
for having
too.
Me on.
All right. Happy Father's Day, Joe. All right. And I stand corrected. I didn't know that the Dodger-Padre game had already happened. The Dodgers have won, so the Giants are not going to be in first place. But they're not going to be in third either.
Oh, because,
so that's exciting.
That is exciting.
Yeah, because the Padres have already lost.
You know, and it's fun to look at the standings this time of year when your team is doing well, but I don't know if a lot of other teams, like Baltimore, is probably not checking the standings, and the White Sox, and, you know, certainly the Rockies aren't either, but, you know, Giants just stay close. I made the analogy yesterday
about... Yeah,
it
doesn't matter at this hour.
A baseball season is a marathon, we know that, but if you actually watch a marathon, and the Giants right now are probably at mile 9 of 26, and you get to that spot in an actual marathon race, you have to be in that lead pack. You don't ever get a chance to roll from behind. And right now, they're one of those runners that's up there in the front.
Well, and I would say this. This is kind of what it means, even though it's only June 11th. You know how sometimes you get to late June, early July, and we have – it's a very good sports radio question of, like, do you buy or do you sell?
Right.
And there's a lot of people who are like – oh, don't fall for it. You're only a game over 500. This isn't real. You're not actually going to contend. You can't do that with this team. Like, I don't care how many of you think that they can't hit. It doesn't matter. They're 39-28.
Right.
Period. You have to add to this team. The other question that does sit in front of them, though, which we just started talking about, and it's probably something we should get further into, and I know we'll ask John Miller this. He joins us in 5 minutes. I don't know what you do when Verlander is ready to go, or if he is ready to go. This is not as simple of a question as I think it sounds, some of you think it might be. Just insert Verlander back into the rotation and send Harrison to the bullpen or send him to the minors. Look, it's big league baseball. We're not in the business of worrying about people's feelings.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he ain't got to worry about people's feelings. Your first round draft pick has not come out and been bad.
No.
He's not come out and been bad.
But he's been your fifth best starter.
But Justin was too when he was throwing. So what do you do? Like, you're going to replace your fifth-best starter with a different fifth-best starter who's 43 and not for long with this organization?
It depends on how, like, Kyle Harrison would take it. And what would be better for him?
That's why I was asking Joe, because
if you really want Kyle to work on additional weapons in his arsenal, then you send him to AAA and you let him, you know, test out some pitches down there that maybe can work and maybe you find something. But if that's such an ego blow that he wouldn't be able to handle it, then you put him in the bullpen, and can he handle that? I mean, what would happen would be a demotion of sorts.
Look, it's the big leagues.
Right.
You take whatever you get, and damn it, if they want you to pitch in the bullpen, get your butt down in the bullpen and pitch. And if they send you to Sacramento, get your butt onto the mound in Sacramento and pitch. I'm not saying otherwise, but I do think this is a prickly situation, and there is something to figure out there. Look, I don't sit here today fully feeling like, oh, definitely Verlander gives you a better chance to win than Harrison. I don't, like, that's not that clear to me.
No, it's not.
That's not that clear to me at all. And I would say this, all ties go to Harrison. If you feel like it's tied, all ties go to Harrison. That's supposed to be a member of your rotation for a long time. Justin Verlander is basically there.
1 year, one and done.
Yeah, he's one and done, and he's there to mentor the young guys in part.
Right, but you also have to look at, you know, who could be utilized better in the other role. I don't know how many times Verlander's come out of the pen in his career. I don't know if he ever has. So if that's something that he's never done or he's not used to doing, then, you know, you're going to want to put your guys in the best position to succeed. Harrison's been out of the bullpen, and Verlander's pitched for, what, 20 years already? So
Scanning.
Look at the totals, the bottom.
Never, ever. In 536 career games, he has 536 career starts.
This is a little bit like the Chris Paul conversation, who had never come off the bench.
Right.
And, you know, Chris Paul, you have to come off the bench. Now, it's a little different because...
You coach?
Exactly. Chris Paul is, you know, he was less important to that team than either one of these starting pitchers is to this team. But that, I think, has to go in the calculus as well.
I'll tell you what, man, it's a prickly one. I can't wait to see what they do. I can't wait to hear how John Miller answers that question. The voice of the Giants joins us next here on Willard and Dibbs. Life Source Water Systems, we are brought to you by. We are here for your calls at 888-957-9570. We are live at Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale after going to Niners camp earlier today. This is Willard.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
And Dibs.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
It's a great question.
Wow, that's a great question.
That's a great question.
That's a great question.
And that's a great question.
On 95.7 The Game.
Oh my gosh, what we would do if this next gentleman said that to either of us. I don't know.
It would be, that's a great question, Nirvana.
Oh man, I would take a lap around Laughing Monk, which is where we're sitting live today in Sunnyvale after a day at 49ers minicamp. More reactions on that coming up. D'Amador Lenore next hour. Willard and Dibs, glad you're with us, but always an honor to bring in our next guest on the River Islands guest line. It's none other than the voice of the Giants, John Miller. Hey, John, how you doing?
Hey, that's a good question.
There it is.
It's
this
over.
Interview is over.
John, thank you for coming on. Yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah. Man,
thank you.
How you doing?
Thank you. Yeah, boy. I gotta go call my parents now, and Dibs can do the rest of the interview.
Man, I can't follow up that question. I mean, I've got nothing but baseball chatter, John. I mean, other than how you doing,
that's a good point.
Yeah. I mean, are you doing as well as the Giants currently? I mean, you're doing well, but are you doing that well?
Well, I hate to admit it, but as the Giants go, so go I. This has been like one of the great weeks I've had since I can remember. So, wow, I'm doing really well. Yes.
Well, I mean, John, you're so good at the historical reference of where everything sits. So I wonder what kind of perspective you think of when you see something like this. Six consecutive one-run victories.
Well, I think it's maybe the Giants have never done that before. I've never seen a team, the Giants or otherwise, do it. I saw a note today that the Angels did it just, 36 years ago? But and no big league team had done it since then until now. So I think, at one point you think, well, there are some good breaks that go your way when you win any one-run game, or some breaks that went against you when you lose a one-run game. It's that kind of a game. You know, a broken bat bloop can turn into a game-winning hit. Or, Wilmer Flores. And, Wilmer has been just incredible this year at being the guy who gets the big hit. And, we use the phrases about, just trying to put the ball in play and get a ball into the outfield to get those runners home, that sort of thing. And then Wilmer did one last night that even for Wilmer was a little out of the ordinary, because he hardly hit one at all. He hit it so badly, so poorly, that he beat out an infield hit. And when's the last time he did that? Now, there's a good question. Yeah. It might be, yeah, when he was like 12 or something, you know, so.
And I love how you work the StatCast.
The kind of things you need.
Yeah, and you work the StatCast into the broadcast, and that one was 49.3 off the bat, and it traveled 2 feet. So, I mean, those are the ones, like you're saying, that you definitely remember in the opposite direction. And I guess the real positive takeaway for me was Willie Adames maybe finding something that he hasn't had for the majority of the year.
Well, I'd like to see it happen. I think, Willie... And he's a great guy, and he's a great guy in the clubhouse, and everybody loves him. But I think, you know, he may have put a little too much pressure on himself to deliver. And even if he didn't actually do that, I think that it still comes out because the thing goes deeper and deeper, and you're like, man, I've got all this money, and I'm doing nothing. The fans gave me a great welcome, and I'm not driving anybody in and made some throwing errors and, you know, just everything seems to be going bad, and who knows, you know, it might be hard to sleep at night, and these things can trouble a player. So anyway, but I like to see him have some more success there at Coors Field, because it's a great place to have success when you're a hitter, and sometimes ills go away. I remember Rich Aurelia, he'd go have a little trip to Denver, and he'd be a new man for the next several weeks after that. And Pablo Sandoval, same thing. So hopefully it keeps up for him tonight and tomorrow in the afternoon game. And then they'll have a few guys who are rolling into L.A. on a hot streak on Friday.
John Miller with us here on Willard and Dibbs. John, I wonder if you could shed some light on something we were just discussing, because I don't know what they're going to do. Like, Justin Verlander comes back ready. Does he jump back into the rotation? And if so, who's out?
Yeah, I think I know that they've discussed maybe even going with a six-man rotation for a while. And if they're going to go with the five-man, I think then you could well be talking about Kyle Harrison going back into the bullpen, give him an extra left, you know, because that's another area where the Giants are a little bit short. They've only had the one lefty in the bullpen most of the year, Eric Miller. And that's when he first came up to the big leagues this year. It was Kyle Harrison for the first time being a bullpen guy. So that would make sense. And, you know, they'll need probably a little bullpen help when Verlander does come back, because he probably won't be ready to go, you know, 6-7 innings yet, at least the first couple of times out. So anyway, we'll see. But I think they'd like to get him back, as even though he kept, you know, it was newsworthy, I guess, that he didn't have any wins. But we're in an era now where wins are kind of irrelevant for a starting pitcher. It's about how often does he give you six strong or seven strong and keep you in the game. And after that, it's kind of out of his hands whether he gets a win or not. And he had some games where he not only should have gotten a win, but you know, I think there were some relief pitchers that, because they love him, and he's a guy who holds such great respect in the clubhouse, that they might have even been trying a little bit too hard to secure those wins for him. So I think everybody's anxious to get him back.
And he started the season, John, and I was looking at the numbers. He was maybe going to be the final pitcher ever to get to the 300-win plateau, and now having no wins through the first couple of months, it doesn't look like that he and not many people behind him will have a chance to get there. Do you think they'll ever change the qualifications? Maybe you only need to go four innings to get the win, or is the 300 club going to go the way of the dodo bird?
Well, I think that, you know, that's been something that's been said for a long, long time, that we may not ever have another 300 game winner. And, you know, when I was a kid, we had Juan Marichal, Gaylord Perry with the Giants, both on their way to the Hall of Fame. You know, Sandy Koufax, Don Drysdale with the Dodgers. And these guys would make 40 starts a year. So, number one, they would start every fourth day and not every fifth day as they do now. And they might get 25 to 30 complete games every year. The idea was not to have to go to the bullpen. You only went to the bullpen for those guys, especially when they started showing signs of losing it. You know, all of a sudden, he looks a little too tired. We better get somebody up in the bullpen. So a win was really not only coveted, but it was an important accomplishment that you were going out there to finish what you started. Earl Weaver once told me that he said, you know, the best closer I ever had was Jim Palmer. And and that was closing a 2-1 victory. There was no way he was going to give it up in the eighth and ninth innings. I wouldn't even think about going to the bullpen to relieve him because he was finishing it and he was going to win it. So now a different time, different era. And now if you go 6 or 7, and let's face it, you know, Logan Webb has become one of the not just top starters in Major League Baseball, but a guy who is a workhorse, you know, and he might average 6 2/3, 6 1/3 innings a year, or, you know, per start for a year. So he'd give you 208 innings, 210 innings, and that's the workhorse. And it is. It is in this era of baseball. But how many times does he give you the ninth inning? Not very often. And I think that's the best thing for him, the best thing for the team. And it's the same on every staff, on all the teams. So there's always stuff that is out of his control as to whether he gets that win or not. And I think the baseball writers, who are the ones who vote for the awards like the Cy Young Award, you know, have done the right thing in terms of discounting wins for starters, because they're not as important as how well did the guy actually pitch. So and the innings pitched are very critical to help keep the bullpen fresh. And that's a primary value of Logan Webb, is that, you know, the day after he pitches, most of the time, the bullpen is fresh and ready to go. They only may have gone a couple of innings in his stead the day he's out there. So anyway, it's just a whole different thing. So wins, I'm not banking on Verlander getting to 300 wins, and I don't think it will matter in the slightest in terms of how he gets voted into the Hall of Fame and when.
John Miller with us, Willard and Dibbs. John, how do you see the Matt Chapman injury in terms of the Giants' ability to fill in for a presence like him, both in the lineup and in the field?
Well, it's really cool to me that they have Casey Schmidt, because, you know, it wasn't so long ago that we were hearing about Casey Schmidt, that, man, we have a young guy. And, you know, Matt Chapman wasn't with the Giants. He was with the Blue Jays, and before that with the A's and whatnot. But we kept hearing, man, there's this young guy. He's a third baseman. He's young and he's still developing. He's still learning and all that. But he has the similar skill set. You would compare him to a young Matt Chapman. And that's what he was. He a great arm, great range, quickness at third base. He's got some power. And now to get him to the big leagues, he had to learn some other positions and become more of a utility guy. So I think it's they're probably in pretty good shape with him being the guy to fill in for the real Matt Chapman for a couple of weeks or however long it takes. I think Matt himself indicated that he's on the 10-day injured list, but it's probably going to be more than 10 days. So anyway, it's a great opportunity for him to play his natural position and to show people a few things and to get hot, because especially last year, for the last, what, several weeks of the season, he wore out left-handed pitching, and he didn't face that many right-handers. So now I think for a while he's going to have a chance to play against all righties and lefties. And his first night, perhaps a sign of things to come, he hits a home run in Coors Field, and it would be cool to just see him keep that up, and I think he would look forward to being able to play his position that he's always played, where he signed and all that kind of stuff. So I think the Giants are in good shape with him. That's my little prediction.
I like that, John, and I was thinking about this, and Mark and I were talking about it before, about Buster Posey. It seems like he's going to be aggressive ahead of the deadline to try to help this ball club. Does the injury to Matt Chapman maybe move the timeline for an offensive acquisition? Does it move that timeline up in your eyes?
Well, I think that there's being aggressive and you know, making the calls and inquiries and fielding calls, things like that, and looking for trades and trying to fill needs and that sort of thing. But I think those kind of things also tend to happen, whether you're aggressive or not. Those tend to happen in their own time. Some teams just don't want to make a deal until right near the deadline because they feel like that's the only way to really maximize the return. You know, and I'm talking about teams that are looking to sell some of their top talent for young talent in exchange. So, and that goes on the other side where if you're Buster Posey, you're talking about a deal. And you also kind of think maybe somebody's asking for too much in return. Maybe we need to let that calm down for a little bit and find out if that asking price goes down a little bit as time moves along. So whether or not that happens quickly, I think there's a lot more to it than just whether you want to make it happen quickly. And sometimes you could make it happen quickly if you're just willing to overpay and give away too much of your future, your young talent. So anyway, I will see. And I think the Giants are still the main thing that the Giants have going for them is their pitching staff. I saw a note yesterday or today maybe that somebody was saying that it looks to them like the best 1-2 punch in anybody's rotation on any major league team, Robbie Ray and Logan Webb, or Logan Webb and Robbie Ray, but put it whichever order you choose. So, I mean, those guys, they go deep, and the team is confident with them. And the Giants are on a roll and having an excellent first, even though their offense has been subpar. So I think because there's a feeling that I think has gone through the clubhouse and around the game in general, that this team is a much better hitting team than they've shown so far. And I think that the pitching, though, is what's kept them there. And they're right there. What are they, a half game back of the Dodgers going into play today without much offense? The Dodgers have been just sort of the opposite. They're hoping that they get some injured pitchers back pretty soon and that their pitching picks up because they have all kinds of offense, but their pitching has been really a sore point for them. And they had just so many guys who were hurt, so many injuries. So anyway, that's always kind of interesting. And sometimes in baseball, you go back over the years, you have a hard time. The team that hits the best is also a team that's a little suspect with their pitching or vice versa. So that's why the Dodgers, I think everybody was unanimous that the Dodgers were the team to beat. Because it looked like they had a little bit of all that, plenty of offense, deep bullpen, some big-time starting pitchers. And yet, as deep as they are with starters and relievers, look how many of them are injured, right? It's incredible the number of injuries they've had.
John Miller is with us, voice of the Giants on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Yeah, I wonder kind of how you see that dynamic playing out. We always hear, and we know the Giants are built, pitching and defense is what wins in the postseason. But how far does that go, John? Like, I mean, obviously you got to be able to offer something offensively. So do you see the Giants as having enough, even though the pitching staff is clearly ready to roll?
Well, I think the one thing that the Giants that we have seen from the Giants so far is that there are not quite half the lineup, but a very large chunk of the lineup is way below what their track record has been. I mean, Patrick Bailey has not been around that long, but he has been around long enough for us to see him hit and hit well. You know, how many times did he get cleanup last year or even the year before? A lot. Now, he maybe didn't keep that thing up that he kept going for the first half of the season offensively, but because he really wore out his rookie year, his second half, and he admitted as such. And then last year, he went into an all-time slump. And, you know, at one point, what was it? He had 8 hits and 90 at-bats or something in August and into September. And he had been a vital cog in the offense up to then. So he has an it. Lamont Wade Jr., who's been so reliable about getting on base and being a power threat besides, and he did nothing. And now he's with the Angels. They traded him because they just felt like, well, it's not like he got hot for a while and now he's gone into a slump. He never got hot at all. It never happened. There were just some hard line drives occasionally where you thought, well, he's hitting into some bad luck, but he's starting to make hard contact. But that's about it. So there were several of those guys that were not hitting at all. And then, of course, Willie Adames is sort of at the top of that list. So I think that's something where you think these guys are all, they've all shown that they can do a way better than what they have done. Tyler Fitzgerald, he had a hot stretch just before he got hurt, and then he went on the injured list, and he has not been driving in runs. And the best hits for him are the Wilmer Flores hit last night. If he hardly hits it at all because he got great speed, and I think half the hits he's had since he came back have been hit very soft. What did you say? 49.3 miles per hour last night. The number, that's been a prime time kind of a contact for Fitzgerald since he got back. So these are all guys I think that have a lot more to show offensively than what they have up till now. Yastrzemski went 5 weeks without an RBI. What? Are you kidding me? Well, he was like one of the guys carrying the team all through the whole month of April. And he had like a 400 on base average. He was hitting the homers and knocking in runs. And then he didn't knock in a run for 5 weeks from what, May the 4th until just a few days ago. So, and now all of a sudden he's looking like himself again. So yeah. There's been some bizarre things that have been going on. And I don't anticipate that it's going to have all of those guys for the rest of the season. I think they're all about going to show the same things they've been showing us in the past.
Well, thanks to you, John. I now geek out on StatCast around the clock. And just a little more on that Wilmer Flores moonshot, negative 72 degree launch angle, and the hit distance was 2 feet.
Well, that's the 2 feet off the bat until it hit the ground.
And eventually, I think it eventually traveled some 38 feet. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then, boy,
way out there.
Wilmer picking him up and putting him down that first baseline. That's right.
And that's the tying run. That was the tying run that he knocked in, right? So
yeah, expected batting average on that, 160. Yeah, it just, you got me all over these numbers, John.
He may not get another one of those the whole year. Yeah,
right.
That may be the only one he gets all year.
John, just wonderful to have you, man. What a treat. Thank you for doing it. We look forward to the next one already.
And the Dodgers beat the Padres.
Yep.
And so now the Dodgers don't play again until the Giants get there. Is that it? On Friday?
That is an
crazy,
accurate statement.
Crazy.
Yep. Yep.
How they write this schedule. And the Giants need to beat the Rockies. And the Rockies feel like they should have won last night. And I watched that ninth inning, because I'm on assignment right now.
Yes.
As soon as I heard that you guys wanted me on your show, I said, okay, well, I'm not going to Denver then. I'm
this
just watching
was
it on
the
TV
assignment,
and
John.
So I can do this.
Yeah. This was the assignment. So you got an A on the assignment.
Beautiful, beautiful. And but they had some great. And they're not official at-bats. When you get a walk, it's not an at-bat. But I thought those walks they got to set up that inning, those were gritty, determined at-bat. Nobody was swinging at bad balls. And they picked up this guy's style because that guy had a lot of success for the Rockies. It's Agnos. And yet they coaxed 3 walks out of him. And that's how they set it up. So, and hey, let's face it, if he'd thrown more strikes, it's Coors Field. They might have done a lot more hitting in that inning, but I just was really excited to see the way they do it because it was against that bullpen, and the bullpen had shut them down until that ninth inning.
Right.
It looked like there was nothing there for them last night, and all of a sudden they get 4 in the ninth, so pretty cool to see. And I wouldn't mind if they went ahead and won the game tonight by two runs or three.
Oh,
let's not get greedy.
Yeah. That's a lot of runs, John. Jeez. We'll see. No, it's a crazy run, and fun to chat it up with you about all of it, John. Thank you so much.
Hey, we're getting toward mid-season. The pennant races are taking shape, and it's a pretty good pennant race going on in the National League West so far. I'm kind of into it. So.
It's very good. Yep. No, thank you, John. We appreciate it. There he is, voice of the Giants, John Miller. We'll react to that. D'Amador Lenore is right around the corner. We are live at Laughing Monk. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. This is Weathered and Dead.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Hey, that's a good question.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Honestly, there are moments in this job where you have to pinch yourself. And that was one of them. John Miller. And whether he meant it or not doesn't matter to me.
What? Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. That's a great question, even though it wasn't.
That's a good question.
Whatever.
Hey, that's a good question.
Yeah. The question was, how are you?
Right. And he obviously was listening, and he gets the bit. And that's just one of the 1,744 reasons why I love talking to him.
Love that man.
The fact that
love that man.
I think it was Boys to Men, it's so hard to say goodbye.
Yes.
To John Miller. No. With their song.
He does, and he feels the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was awesome. That was awesome. Yep. And so is everything that's going on right here with the Giants. But here's something I'd kind of like to throw out. Like, honestly, think about this before you answer it. 888-957-9570. Are you feeling optimistic or pessimistic right now about the Giants? And the reason I ask that is, it's super easy to be like, oh, six straight wins. But keep in mind that 6 days ago, frustration was at a season high level. All they've done since then, yes, they've won six in a row, all of them by one run, which means they were a razor's edge away from losing all six of these games. Think about the six games. You got a walk-off wild pitch. You've got a two-out, two-run, walk-off homer. You've got last night with Wilmer Flores legging out an infield hit to keep the game alive. There are so many quirky things that have happened. So even I will not sit here and tell you that on this six-game win streak, oh, the Giants are playing amazing baseball. No, they continue to pitch the ball really well, and they've had some breaks and things go their way late innings. That's great. But now also one of their best players is going to be out for 3 or 4 weeks. No gold glove at third base. No batting fifth, red hot, Matt Chapman. Are you feeling in this moment with the Dodgers looming on Friday optimistic or pessimistic about their playoff chances?
888-957-9570. And I am feeling optimistic because of what they have done on the mound and out of the pen. That is the sort of thing that is going to keep you in games. Now, the one-run game factor is crazy. They've played the most one-run games in baseball. They've played 29 of them. But you're 17-12 in those games because you have a good bullpen. And honestly, even though the offense hasn't been overwhelming, they've come through with some timely hits. Last night's a good example where they, at the end of the eighth inning, they had a 97.6% chance of losing.
Yep.
That was the win probability. And, you know, look, the Rockies aren't good, and their pitcher struggled to throw strikes, but you coaxed some walks. You had a big homer from Schmidt. And then you mentioned the Wilmer Flores, you know, duck snort that got it done. And, you know, Adames came through. Everyone came through. Yaz with a big hit. And so these things can happen. And I do believe that success breeds more success. And so, yeah, the Giants know individually and collectively that they have not had a good offensive showing through 67 games. Yet, like you mentioned it, you're 11 games above 500. So I do think the winning is something that gives you more confidence. So last night you're down by 3 runs in the ninth, and yet you've been winning a lot of games, close games, and so you have that muscle memory of winning on the other side. The Rockies have lost so often that they have the negative muscle memory, like, how are we going to blow it this time? So even though, yeah, you don't score a lot of runs and you're not one of the better offenses in baseball, but you win games. So I'm optimistic.
Well, let me test your optimism.
Okay.
What do you think is going to happen this weekend?
Against the Dodgers?
Yeah.
You probably lose 2 or 3. Well, I mean, that would be if I had to make a prediction.
Yeah, that's not a big deal. I mean, do you feel like they're going to be outclassed in this series?
Outclassed depends on what you mean by outclassed. Like,
overwhelmed.
If Logan Webb goes out there and he gives up 6 runs and 3 1/3, I'd be surprised.
Okay.
I think you're going to roll out probably, it's going to be Webb and Roop and Ray, I would imagine, right? Because you got Birdsong tonight.
Yeah, let's see. Webb Friday. I think you have it. Yeah.
Maybe Ray. That's Ray tonight.
No, Ray tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ray tonight. Which means Webb throws Friday, and then you're gonna have Roop do one of those games, and then I guess you should have Birdsong do one of those games.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So you won't have Robbie Ray. If the Dodgers go out there and they cuff around Logan Webb, I would be surprised. Now, if Roop and Birdsong get touched up, that won't be that shocking to me. A couple of younger pitchers and Dodgers with a very good lineup, but I also think that if Adames can continue to snap out of it, I like his chances going up against a Dodger staff that is not super strong.
Right now, the named starters for the weekend will go Webb, Roop, Harrison.
Okay.
But I don't know what they're going to do with that spot with Justin Verlander looming.
I really
don't know what they're going to do.
I heard Lubman this morning mention that Verlander was going to do a simulated game today.
Yep.
So I don't know if that makes it so he wouldn't even be ready for Sunday. It might be one more Harrison start no matter what.
Might be, and you have Monday off, so you can also sort of like, you can rig it and set it up however you want. And even John Miller was talking about, yep. They've thrown out the idea of a six-man rotation. I don't know if they're going to do that on purpose. You might have little spot starts here and there. But it's tough. It's tough to figure out. Verlander's never gone out of the bullpen in his life. And Kyle Harrison, until this year, has never gone out of the bullpen in his life. It's a much shorter life than Justin Verlander right. So far. But sure, they brought in Verlander to start. Harrison, they're planning on him being a starter for a long time in this organization. I don't know how you play this one this year. This is one of those good problems to have that usually works itself out. But by next week, I don't know if it's going to work itself out.
Yeah, and John made a good point, too, about the paucity of left-handed arms in the bullpen.
Yep.
Only Eric Miller is present there, throwing from the left side. So I do think that plays into it as well. Where
what? Are you kidding me?
If you do go to Harrison in the pen, you at least have a second lefty. And it's something that is less important now that you have to have the three batters. You can't just bring in the lefty for one batter. But nice to have a different approach out of the pen with a lefty. And I think that Harrison's stuff right now, with his lack of pitch mix, I think it plays better in a shorter stint out of the bullpen.
Here's where I throw all the optimism and pessimism stuff at you, though. Like, I honestly think, in a way, we're being coached. You know what I mean? Like, we don't know to not be optimistic because they're 39 and 28. You can't look at that record and feel any sort of pessimism. But if you do want to dive in to the actual facts that surround this team, like I said off the top of the show, I don't even know how to be a Debbie Downer, but by no stretch can I look at this current situation and say, yeah, the Giants are in good shape. This is not the most sustainable method. Let's get late into the games of a close game and win by one run every single time. Let's now do it without our stalwart on defense and to a degree offense, not with the team the next few weeks. And we're going up against teams like the Dodgers, like the Red Sox next weekend, what have you. This is going to be difficult. The pitching staff plays, so I have no doubt about it that the Giants are going to continue to win probably more games than they lose. And because of the way this first half is playing out, that might be enough to kind of get them into the postseason picture at some point. But with all of that said, I can't lay claim to, hey, Dodger fan, like, would you call your buddy who's a Dodger fan and start talking smack? Oh, we're going to take you this weekend. Wait till you see what we do. Wait till you see our 3-2 wins. Wait till you see the ball off the end of the bat that'll flail over the first baseman's head in the top of the ninth inning to give us a 3-2 lead with a runner on third who walked and then went to second on a wild pitch and went to third on a grounder to second. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking for from the Giants. I'm looking for a little bit more swagger.
I get it, but I don't think that you're going to receive that feeling because this team is not built for swagger. You don't have a real threat at the plate, somebody who you're just going to have the other team really be worried about. You've got some good professional hitters. Chappie was getting hot before he got hurt. Adames is better than what he's shown, but by and large, you're not built to have this vaunted lineup. You just don't have that threat. Elliot Ramos is probably the closest to it. A guy who, if you make a mistake, he might put it 430 somewhere
right.
with a loud thump, and he's really the only at bat in the lineup, I think, that has that swag factor. Yet it's a team that can just, not necessarily punch and Judy, but you can get it done in different sorts of ways. And another reason why I'm optimistic, Mark, is I'm looking at some of their recent losses, and these are losses that aren't bad beats per se, like, oh, the other team got lucky, but going backward, they gave up 3 runs and lost, one run and lost, 4 and lost, 3 and lost, 3 and lost, 3 and lost. So these are losses where, you know, you're kind of getting it the other way now, where you're getting the wins in a similar way to where you were losing those games. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt. First and foremost, you are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, and we're at Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.